We spoke recently with Kathleen Booker, who writes the White Mills News for the News Enterprise. She took time to share her memories of Ron, and here's what she had to say.
Well, they called me from the station. Somebody did tell me they didn't want me to find it out in the paper, you know, and I couldn't hardly believe it. It happened so quickly. It's been hard to adjust without him because he was so good to me. I mean, he's just a special person. I know I'm not the only one, but he certainly treated me well. I wasn't anybody so special, but I felt like I was.
How far back did you and Ron go?
I can't think when he started calling me from the station. I knew the older man years ago that did all the local news that used to call me from WIL.
Bill Earl.
He was a character too, wasn't he?
He was a little bit before my time.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, he's dead now. I didn't even know at the time that he was that sick or somebody was taking care of him. But
I think he passed away just a few years ago.
Yeah, it's not been that long. But he had his way of doing it, but he was a character. And he was all right. I mean, he treated me well, too. But I had some other friends at WIL. They had the station. They had that What's On Your Mind long time ago on the radio station there. And I met a dear lady that I never had been friends with before because you could call in and talk about anything you wanted to talk, you know. And if you didn't have, sometimes you'd have a subject, but if you didn't, you could just talk about something you were doing or whatever, what you were going to have for lunch or anything, you know. It was just What's On Your Mind. That was there at WIL.
It seemed like almost every week that you had something to say about WIL or Ron in your White Mills column.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sure I did. And I still try to mention. I mentioned about seeing his wife the other day and at the funeral home when Miss Beeson died. And she's a very sweet lady. I told her I knew she'd gone too. Been hard on her to have to do what she wanted to do, but I know she wanted it him in that Hall of Fame. You know, it was great. But
and I know those little brief mentions in your article meant a lot to Ron because I would walk down the hall at the old radio station. I would see little clippings from the News Enterprise up on the bulletin board, and I knew there was only one person who could have put those up there, and
yeah, that's right.
That was Ron.
I stopped in to see him pretty often, too. And, he read my column, and his wife still does, I'm sure, but I have a lot of readers. I've been writing it for so many years, I hate to even think about how long it's been. But I'm an old lady now, but my mind's still okay, I guess.
So I guess you were a regular listener over the years to WIL and Ron?
Oh, sure. Yeah, but, you know, I just hate to tell you I don't listen to radio now.
Well, I don't blame you. I don't do it much myself either.
But, I mean, yeah, and then my husband, he was a fan, a radio, a basketball player fan, you know, and he used to get so aggravated when WIL, of course, they was our first radio station, you know, and they weren't strong to where it would come in good down here, and he would try to get the ball games, you know, and everything, and at that time, we wasn't getting a good reception, but that's been right when the radio station started, you know, and it wasn't coming in too well.
No, and the AM stations, as a general rule, have to lower their power at sundown anyway, so it's kind of hard to get any station.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure of that. Well, I'll tell you about what happened one time with WIL. I don't know whether Ron was there then or not, though. I can't think. He may have been. Of course, I was chairman of the Hardin County Cancer Society, and they asked us to come and put a radio program on. And it was of a night, too. I know a lot of people out here said they couldn't get it, you know, after the power was turned down. But we had a good response to that. Miss Beeson, the colored lady that just died, she was there, and we'd take the phone calls. And then I'd come out and get whoever it was called, and they would want to talk to a certain doctor that was there or whatever, and we had a lot of different doctors there, and it was on cancer, you know, and it was a good program, and we had a good response to that. I was almost forgetting about that. That's been so long ago.
Did you know Ron's family other than Judy?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry that I never did meet in his family. No, I wish I had, but I imagine I did, at the funeral home, but not while he was living.
Now,
but,
since you're from the Cecilia area, you were around on April 3rd, 1974?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. It didn't hit down here at White Mills, but my daughter, my youngest daughter, is a beautician, and she was in beauty school in E-Town at the time, and it hit up around, well, Radcliffe, you know, not too far out of E-Town. Well, in the edge of E-Town. And they were at school there, and she said they stood and looked out the window at it. And I knew about that when that happened. I wasn't in Elizabethtown, but we knew it out here, and then she saw it too, you know. And it was, it did a lot of damage just out of the edge of town there.
I think the fellow that called in the tornado sighting that day to the radio station was from your area, and that launched his career, basically, locally.
Yeah, how about Mr. Lush that writes for the paper?
They were close friends?
Independent paper, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, he saw that. Mm-hmm.
Did he?
He and his wife had been out someplace, and it got real black and dark, and they didn't know what was going to do. You know, the election never got back to Elizabethtown. And he wrote about that here a while back in his column. About that, about what they went through that day, you know, and he's a good friend of mine. He used to work for the News Enterprise, and he was special to me at that time, and has always been since. He's a fine man, Gerald Lush, and editor of Independent, Independent, and he comes down and covers our White Mills Day real well every year, and he and his wife will come and take down all about the beauty contest or whatever for their paper. And
seems like he and Ron were pretty much cut from the same mold, wouldn't you say?
I would say so, yeah, in my mind, yeah. Yeah, he thought a lot of Ron, too. I know he did. I mean, we used to talk about him a lot. He probably would be glad to talk to you, anything you wanted to ask him, I'm sure, at his paper, if you can catch him there. He probably could tell you more than I can.
You're the second person that's dropped that name on me, so I think I'll have to get in touch with him.